Well, to the big news now in football. Yesterday at a House committee hearing, and for the first time, a top NFL official admitted that there is a link between football and chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, the degenerative brain disease that can cause memory loss, depression, and dementia. First, Dr. Anne McKee, who's tested the brains of more than 90 former NFL players, testified to a connection. Then Representative Jan Schakowsky asked Jeff Miller, Senior Vice President of Health and Safety at the NFL.
Mr. Miller, do you think there is a link between football and degenerative brain disorders like CTE?
Well, certainly Dr. McKee's research shows that a number of retired NFL players were diagnosed with CTE. So the answer to that question is certainly yes, but there's also a number of questions that come with that.
The league has settled a concussion lawsuit with former players, but it doesn't include CTE. Chris Nowinski is co-founder of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. He's a former Harvard football player who's been pushing the NFL to make this connection. Chris, your thoughts when you heard that exchange?
Frankly, I was surprised, just because the NFL had been so disciplined in trying to say that the link was not proven for so long, and nothing really happened in the last month that I think would change that. But frankly, I'm glad it's happened, because if we hold the NFL to this statement, we can finally, you know, from our end, stop wasting time trying to convince people there is a link and actually start focusing on prevention and treatment of CTE.
Well, and talk about a little bit more about CTE. There's a protein called tau that's been found in the brains of, well, people in general have it, but particularly in the brain tissue of former football players.
Right. It appears that brain trauma can cause brain cells to start to degenerate. And we've seen it in people as young as 17, and the problem is the degeneration continues after you stop playing sports and potentially for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And it starts in the frontal lobe and then goes to important areas of the brain for memory and emotional control. And so we see this evolution of symptoms over time that ends with dementia.
And the question was whether it had anything to do with concussions and football head injuries. And you were there a month ago, the week of the Super Bowl, when a doctor on the NFL's Head, Neck, and Spine Committee, you know him well, he also played at Harvard, Dr. Mitch Berger, said that this protein associated with CTE is found in any brains that have traumatic injuries. We don't know if it's football. It could be car accidents, gunshot wounds, domestic violence. You were very frustrated then.
Yeah, I mean, what Dr. Berger said to those reporters in that room was intentionally misleading, because the question is not whether or not people have abnormal tau in their brain. That there's dozens of diseases that have that, led by Alzheimer's disease. It has everything to do with the location of the disease, of the abnormal tau. Actually, my colleague, Dr. Anne McKee, just led a team of neuropathologists from the best universities in the world to actually publish what they believe to be the signature lesion of the disease. So the top experts in the world are now convinced this has only been seen in people with repetitive brain trauma. And to say that other people have tau too, and therefore CTE is not linked to football, was frankly intentionally misleading and a shame that Dr. Berger said that. So I'm glad it was brought up in Congress.
Why do you think this happened now? Because there wasn't any statement issued, there wasn't a report issued, there wasn't a press conference. It just came out casually in the hearings.
I wonder if, frankly, Dr. McKee went first in answering that question, is there an unequivocal link? And she really gave a brilliant and clear and thoughtful answer that I think left, you know, the NFL Vice President Jeff Miller nowhere to go. Sometimes, you know, your humanity steps in and you don't want to say something that's so obviously wrong. And so he said, well, yeah, I mean, you know, she knows, she's right. But I don't know if he realized the power of that statement.
Well, what is the power of that statement? What do you think this means?
Well, if you look back in the last 10 years, I mean, the NFL, you know, once made an admission to the New York Times saying that they believe concussion leads to long-term effects. And that's unfortunately a little different than saying football is linked to CTE, because the work that we've done over the last decade has shown it's really not concussions that's linked to CTE. It's repetitive brain trauma. And so if that becomes how we talk about the effects of football, that changes the whole game. We're no longer talking about how many concussions are diagnosed in the NFL. We're talking about, you know, how many years did you play football? And we're talking about, you know, is it appropriate for the NFL to be pouring tens of millions of dollars into marketing the game to children and their mothers while not discussing the risk of CTE with them?
We're already seeing the Ivy Leagues ban tackling in practices. A lot of people are talking about tag football for their kids or no football at all. with this understanding that time spent on the field has something to do with this. Do you think it also leads to lawsuits or, a sense of if somebody does sign a contract to play football, they have to acknowledge that they know what the outcome might be?
There are a ton of legal questions that will come out of this, from the idea of informed consent to, does this change the course of the settlement that has not been yet signed off on by the judge that does not cover CTE for former NFL players? So I've already had former NFL players reach out to me saying, does this change things? And frankly, the reality is maybe it should. The NFL had been keeping a very disciplined line that all their doctors, all their lawyers, everybody had been saying the link is not proven. But yesterday they said it is. And therefore, we have to start changing our behavior accordingly.
Chris Nowinski, co-founder of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.